afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
Use your married name.
I don't have a married name. Okay. That is my married name.
Okay, just checking.
Duh.
Just want to make sure you didn't get married when I wasn't paying, again, when I wasn't paying attention.
Even that guy, my other husband, I don't have his last name either.
Who would that be?
Oh, gosh, put me on the spot. There's such a list.
Is it John Mellencamp?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Billy Joel?
Oh, God. No.
Elton John?
No. What? What? John Bon Jovi? I would, you know.
Oh, only because you saw a picture of him yesterday.
No, I've always thought he was super hot.
Do you like that music?
Everybody thinks
Do you like that music?
I love Dead or Alive.
Okay.
I love Fair that enough. Song.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. All right, this is your Monday bonus episode.
Hello.
Forgot to say that. Let me say it with more excitement. And this is your Monday bonus episode.
Monday bonus episode. Woo!
Patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast.
Uh-huh.
$2 tier lets you do this. So today you're going to hear intros and songs chosen by Patreon people, and then I'll throw a couple in, and PLR might have a couple.
I don't have any. I just have the playout song.
I think you're going to think of one while we're doing it, and then you're going to call it out, and
nope.
then I'll play it.
Nope.
Yeah, I think so.
Nope.
Yeah, you're going to hear other songs, and it's going to make you think of other songs.
You said you were going to ask me about stuff, so that's all that I prepared.
All right. Good enough.
All right.
Today's traveling tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Songs about traveling.
Yep.
Could be anything. You know what I mean? Like, it could be, for example, here. It could be this one. It could be like about a destination. And this is where we went for our honeymoon. So it could be this song.
Oh.
Do you know this song?
Mexico.
Bye.
Bye.
We saw.
Good down here. Oh, that guy. Yes.
It's not John Bon Jovi.
James Taylor.
James Bon Jovi.
James Taylor, not on the list.
All right, there's Mexico.
I heard a little buzz.
I was adjusting a wire.
All right, just wanted to make sure you knew. You know.
Yeah, just checking the wire.
Okay. Yeah, Ixtapa, Mexico. That's where we went for our honeymoon.
Ixtapa.
And I think I paid all of like $500, like for everything, for plane and for hotel.
That can't be right. We stayed in one of those all-inclusive places.
No, it wasn't all-inclusive.
Oh, that's right, but it was really nice.
But the reason why I found out when we got there it was August in Mexico.
So it was nice and cool.
Oh my God. And we were like the only people in the hotel. Do you remember that? We were like, where's all the people?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. And I tried to speak Spanish in the beginning because I think you should try and speak their language. You know what I mean? Whatever language and after a while people were just giggling so much when I talked to them that I gave up because clearly whatever I was saying was so wrong.
But with your appearance, if you don't try to speak it, then they get mad because they think you're Spanish.
True. True. Like, especially when I'm like in an East Coast city, people immediately, well, actually out here too.
Everywhere.
Everybody speaks Spanish to me right away. But I found the best way is like, they'll say like, you know, they'll say, ¿cómo estás? Right. And I'll just say, muy bien. Right. And just my accent is so bad that they'll be like, oh. Yeah. All right. I'm going to stop talking to her because she clearly does not know how to
Muy bien?
Yeah.
Is that what you say? What does that mean?
Muy bien. Gracias.
What's muy bien mean?
Muy bien. Muy bien. Wait. ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien. It means very good, I think.
So they ask you if you spoke Spanish and you said very good?
No, no. People don't. They just speak Spanish to me.
All right.
They say, you know, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien. Muy bien. Is that how you say it? Did you take Spanish in high school?
No.
Latin?
Unfortunately, I should have, because again, if I knew everybody would speak Spanish to me, I should have.
I would have taken Spanish too, instead of German.
Yeah, German. Were you like hoping to go to Germany?
No.
Was it just the white guy in you? You're like,
no. I just like, I mean, some cool kids were taking it. Friends that I like to hang out with.
Oh, peer pressure.
No, they didn't pressure me. I'm just like, what language are you taking? German. Okay, I'll take that too.
Nice.
I'll be in your class. They could have said anything. Pig Latin. I'm in.
Now we know where Rita gets this.
Rita gets what?
Keep going.
Her good looks? You're right. All right. So these are going to be songs about traveling.
Okay.
And it can be anything, because the intro will let us know why they chose it.
Okay.
And if you don't like a song, please say.
No.
If you don't like an intro, please say.
No.
How many countries have you been in? There's your first question. Use your fingers.
I can't count them all up, but I can say I've been on all of the continents. I've taught on all of continents except Antarctica.
How many consonants have you taught on? How many times? Okay, you've been to Dublin how many times? Ireland.
I taught in Dublin 3 times.
Okay, and I was with you twice.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend Sherry went with you the 3rd time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, loved it.
London, how many times?
For a while, I guess we were going, twice a year? I was teaching twice a year for about at least 5 years.
Yeah. Today on the phone, my mom asked me if I had ever been to London. I know. Yeah. Rita was cracking up because I had my mom on speakerphone, and my mom was just like, hey, when do you and Casey leave on that trip? I'm like, are you kidding me? Because Casey, Kyle's brother, we're going to Wimbledon on July 2nd. And I think that's when this drops. I think this episode drops the day I'm flying out.
The day you're flying out to Wimbledon. That's so cool.
And he's there in Hollidaysburg right now. So she could have easily asked him.
Well, she's just trying to, it's her way of getting into a conversation about Wimbledon.
It just makes me mad because I said, I've told you 1,000 times.
She doesn't mean it literally. She just wants.
No. She goes, I don't really know when you're leaving. And then she said, have you ever, and you've never been there. No, have you ever been there before? I go, I've been there 9 times. 9. I go, and you know this. It's unbelievable. All right. First intro coming up is from
Hold on.
What?
You've been there 9 times?
Yeah, you just said we were going twice a year.
No. I've been there twice because I couldn't take you all the time because I wouldn't have made any money.
This will be my 9th time, and then you took both of the kids.
There's no way you
absolutely
went 9
times. I have been.
What?
I can look back in pictures. I know I've been there 9 times.
There's
this will be
no
the
way.
9th time.
No way. I'm gonna argue that and say it's
100%. No.
It's like 5.
It's at least 7. It's at least 7, for sure.
No way.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a friend of mine from college, and he always does a good intro.
Okay.
He's really knowledgeable about music, more knowledgeable than I thought he was. He was a grade behind me.
What?
He was a grade behind me.
Okay.
So we never really talked music that much.
Okay.
But I wish we would have, because he really knows a lot of stuff.
Is this Bump?
No, that's a high school friend.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, it's college.
College. This is... this guy's name is Pat.
Am I being tested?
No.
Oh, okay.
But my name's Pat.
Yes.
2 Pats.
Okay.
Here we go. Pat.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid World. It's Pat from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania here. I just flew into town and boy, are my arms tired. That's a little traveling humor. Very little. So... Daryl Hall and John Oates famously had a big hit with Sarah Smile in 1975 about Sarah Allen, who was Daryl's girlfriend. But that wasn't the first song that they had recorded about Sarah. A couple of years earlier, John Oates saw Sarah and her friend on the street in New York, and he struck up a conversation with them. They were flight attendants, or stewardesses as they were known back in the day, and they got to be friends, and Sarah mentioned that she had to do a Las Vegas turnaround. And John liked the sound of it. He liked the ring it had to it. And before he even knew what that meant, He knew he was going to write a song about it. And eventually, John introduced Sarah to Daryl, and the rest is history. In 1973, the song Las Vegas Turnaround, the stewardess song, was on the album Abandoned Luncheonette. It's a great album, and it included hits like She's Gone. And recently, they added Las Vegas Turnaround to their set list, and it's one of the only non-radio hits that they play regularly. And I love that song, and I'm glad they did that because it's a John Oates song, and it seems as time went on, they did fewer songs with Oates on lead vocals. So cue it up right at the start, Pat, and we'll see you on down the road.
Sarah's off on a turnaround, flying gambling fools to the Holy Land, Las Vegas. Sometimes she's here and sometimes she can't be found. Turn around. Sarah's off on a turnaround, flying gambling fools to the Holy Land, Las Vegas. Sometimes she's here and sometimes she can't be found. Turn around. Sarah's off, half hiding far above the clouds, how she flies.
Las Vegas Turnaround. You've never heard that song before?
Nope.
Nope.
Can we talk about Pat's voice?
Pat Hafferty's voice?
Yes.
What about it?
Is he a radio guy?
He's not.
Does he do voiceover?
He doesn't, no.
He has to do something with that voice. That's a killer voice, right?
Once a month, he does something with it right here.
Pat, you just sound like you've been on the radio for years. I'm serious.
Are you talking to this Pat or that
no,
Pat?
No, that Pat.
Kind of disappointed that it's not this Pat.
You have a great voice. Everybody knows that.
Amen.
But that Pat.
Wow. I think I lost an intro, someone's intro.
What?
Yeah.
No, how did you do that?
Hey, who knows? I listened to it today, but now I can't find the... Oh, no, there it is.
There it is.
I found it.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Who is it?
I got it. It's Thomas Wallace.
Hey, Thomas Wallace.
I got to add it to the playlist.
Oh, we're not going to do it right now?
No, we are.
We are.
Yeah, we're talking right now.
Okay.
What was your favorite place you ever traveled to as a grown-up?
Let's see. So, for people who don't know, I used to travel for work all the time. I didn't know that. What? No, well, I mean, you were asking about traveling, so people might be like, how did she end up going places you didn't go to?
Right.
And it's because, say, for about a decade there, I was traveling all over. I loved teaching in Lisbon. I was there, I taught there twice. And I think because it's this amazing mixture of everything, it's got a little... It's got an old town. It's got beautiful. It's got amazing food. The climate is great. The people are wonderful. I want to go back to Portugal because I also want to like visit the sea. It's extremely affordable. The only thing I could never ever speak Portuguese, ever. It's like a mixture of like Spanish and Russian. It's just like one of those languages. It's just you can't pick it up. Or I can't pick it up.
Did you say because you want to see the sea?
I want to see the sea. Because also in Portugal, they have beautiful beaches. So all I've seen is like Lisbon, and that's like, you know, the center. That's like the
city. Is that one of those places where they have the topless beaches?
I don't know if in Portugal they have topless beaches.
Yeah.
But
I would enjoy going there with you. It sounds like a fun time.
Are you just going to ask that about every place? Are there topless beaches there? Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Yeah. So Lisbon was your favorite, number one.
It was one of the favorite places I've been. It's just a beautiful city.
You'd go back there in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's find out what Thomas Wallace is going to tell us about traveling.
Okay.
And again, the song could be anything as long as it, like it could be, I don't know, it could be about Disneyland as long as they said, oh, my favorite trip ever was to Disneyland. Which would not be my favorite trip.
No.
You don't like Disneyland.
I think you and I, you're very good at, about like sticking it out. I lose my patience.
I tough it out.
Yeah.
But it's not so much being at Disneyland as the people that are there with me. Not the people that I took with me.
Right.
But the other people.
Right.
That are just awful.
There's, yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, Pat, Rock Solid listeners, and any guests that might be sitting in today. This is Thomas Wallace from Florence, Alabama, with my submission for the Traveling Songs episode. I do apologize for any background noise as I'm recording this at work. I wanted to go with a song from an album recorded by Canned Heat and Muscle Shoals in the early 70s, but I couldn't find a downloadable version of that song. So we'll just keep this short and sweet and go with one that I was reminded of by your author coworker friend, Pat. Let's go with East of Eden by Lone Justice from their debut 1985 album. Just kick it off at the start. Thanks, Pat.
Well, should I go now?
That's Lone Justice, lead singer Maria McKee. And
that's a great song.
I guess the trip for her is to see her love, who is East of Eden.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Good one, Thomas Wallace. And I appreciate that you did it at work.
I know. Hey, could you be quiet? I'm trying to podcast here.
Do you think he did it during lunch or do you think he was on work time?
I think it was totally on work time.
100% on work time. Here's how he's in a cubicle and he's underneath the desk. And he's just doing it under there.
Do you think?
Yeah, that's like something George Costanza would do. All right. I appreciate it, though, Thomas Wallace. Good job.
Yes.
All right. Let me see if I got another song I can jump in here with. And again, if you think of anything, let us know.
I'm just here for my traveling stories.
What's your worst place you've ever traveled to? Disneyland?
Sometimes it just depends on the mood that I'm in, you know, like you can be very lonely in a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, it's hard not to find the beauty in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of traveling across the United States too. I have to say, what I saw of my hotel room in Nebraska wasn't like doing it much for me because.
What did you see?
A lot of brown. A lot of brown.
Did you see amber waves of grain?
I saw, but the only reason I'm bringing that up is when the person who was bringing me in for the conference like pulled up, she showed me this big field
mm-hmm.
of brown and yeah. said, "And see, this is why we are here." And I was like,
great.
Oh, I think this is a highlight. I'm not sure. So no, I have to say I was a little bit underwhelmed, but with apologies to anybody from Nebraska, because I love traveling. And I think there's always a pocket of awesome wherever you go. So I'm sure I just never got to see the pocket of awesome.
What's in your pocket of awesome? Cherry lifesavers? Yeah. Right.
It's a very personal question.
Pocket of awesome. That'd be a good name for an album.
It would.
Let me jump in here with a song. This is by Jim Blossoms. It's called Learning the Hard Way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, there's a verse in here about getting ready to leave. So,
okay.
And that's traveling, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't queue up my song, so I'm going to try to find it.
What?
Here we go. Might be the next verse right here. All That's from 2006. That's in my top three Jim Blossom songs of all time, easily.
I'm kind of surprised you're being really loosey-goosey with this.
It's a bonus episode.
Yeah, but usually you're pretty rigid when it comes to like the rules of this. Like,
Weren't they traveling in that song?
No, look, I'm all for it. I think
did you hear them say that they were driving?
More interpretive, and I like that.
They're driving.
Yeah. I've got a playout song, which is way more interpretive than literal. So that's
You're
cool.
Very proud of yourself tonight with your playout song.
It's the only thing I have.
Did we ever drive cross country?
You know we did.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
Now you're being your mom.
It's not for me. It's for the listeners. You don't say, that's not what you say. Oh, actually, I do want to say Thomas Wallace he said my author friend from work. That's Bruce Palma. And you can get his book, Eat, Breathe, Worry on Amazon and check out Bruce's episode. And it's a really funny book and I can't say enough about it. Did we ever drive cross country?
Okay, so the story is I was only dating Pat for like 3 weeks, and I mentioned that I had to go to my friend's wedding in Chicago, and I'm in LA, and Pat goes, great, I'll book a couple of weeks in the Midwest.
Of what?
Of comedy, because he was doing stand-up at the time. He goes, I'll book a couple of weeks, and I'll come with you. And I was like, wait, what? Because I had, first of all, not invited him. And second, I was like, this guy is just going to like change his whole schedule to come with me to a wedding that I haven't invited him to. Mm-hmm. And then I turned around and I thought, well, that's kind of awesome. You know, what guy changes his whole schedule to come with you to a wedding? So we ended up going halfway across country. And it was a really fun trip. I liked it.
I did too. Were you going to drive... Or were you going to fly?
Yeah, I think I was gonna drive by myself because I had never driven across country. Yeah,
I can tell you the car you had at the time would have never made it cross country. Never. It would have never made it cross country. I mean, I'm surprised my car did, but my car was like brand new, pretty much. It was, you know, it was like a year old. Your car was... It was an 86 Toyota Tercel.
I'm glad you were there.
Would have never made it.
It was only the 90s. It wasn't that, you know, it's not like an 86 Tercel now. It was the 90s.
It was 9 years old. I don't think the air conditioner worked in it.
That's what rolling down the windows was for.
Oh, my God. Now when we roll down the windows, that makes your car sick. The noise, that rumbling noise. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
no,
whoa,
no,
whoa,
it's
whoa.
The pressure on my
it's
ears.
The pressure on your ears. Okay.
Yeah. I've gotten very delicate in my old age.
She used to not be delicate, but now.
And now it's like, don't roll down the windows. Good Lord.
Now, you talked about Pat Hafferty's voice. I love this girl's voice. I call her a girl. Is that dismissive? Woman? I love this woman's voice. I call her a girl because she sounds so much younger than me.
Let's hear it.
All right. Turn that up a little bit so we catch all of it. Here we go.
Hey, y'all. It's Beth Kimmett. My choice for this episode is the song Alaska by Maggie Rogers from her 2018 album Heard It in a Past Life. This song is written about a trip to Alaska that she took, and she performed it for her class, and Pharrell Williams happened to be there that day doing a master class, and he heard it, and he was like, this is a perfect song. No notes. Incredible. And that was put on YouTube, and it went viral. And she got really big, and she got a record deal over it. And not to promote a different podcast, my alliances lie here. Not to be, you know, this might be treason. I might get doxxed for this.
Uh-oh.
But if you like hearing about the minutiae of how songs are made, like really intricately, she went on the podcast Song Exploder and really broke it down. And that's a really, really interesting episode. And if you like the song, I encourage you to check that out. But again... my alliances lie with this podcast. Don't dox me for this. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the song.
Maggie Rogers, Alaska.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains in a walked off you. Walked off and old me. Old me, oh my, I thought.
Yeah, that's good.
I wonder if Ezra and Rita know her as an artist.
Let's see what year that was. 2016. They might.
They must.
Although 2016 now is, I mean, Rita was 12 in 2016.
Yeah, but, you know, that would have been key for Ezra. Ezra would have been 12 plus 4? 60. So
she was born in 2000.
Yeah.
So it's easy. Yeah, 2016.
That's true. Yeah.
They were 16.
Yeah. That's a great song. It's so funny because when they were talking, I started thinking about Anchor Down in Anchorage from the Indigo Girls, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Which also had like a little bit of that, like at the time, that indie feel to it. The indie feel of the time, which was 100 years ago. But, you know, like this was very, very good. I really liked it.
And I just want to let people know, Beth said, don't dox her. And in case you don't know what dox means, it's search for and publish private or identifying information about a particular individual on the internet, typically with malicious intent.
So you actually had to Google what dox meant?
I mean, I knew what it was. Don't dox me. I mean, you could figure out, like, don't whatever, hate me, don't, you know,
at me. You didn't know what it meant.
But I didn't know. Did you know?
Yes.
How did you know?
Because I know the term.
Yeah, but you just didn't figure it out. You had to look it up.
No.
Did you know the term?
I know the term. It's been in
So
the...
if I would have said,
yeah,
what's the definition of dox? What definition would you have said?
I wouldn't have said that.
Would you have said?
I would have said it's, you know, where you harass somebody so much that you like publish their personal information and then you like basically, you know, harass them off the internet and ruin their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got the gist of it. From what she said.
And Google.
I got it. All right. We're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to rock out a little bit.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
This isn't my song. Here we go.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. This is Steve Rice in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. Hope everyone is doing well. I'm weighing in on the traveling songs. And I go back to 1988. When Cinderella's second album, Long Cold Winter. There are a lot of songs about traveling on this album. I could have chosen Coming Home, which was always good. The Last Mile, which is excellent. But there's slower, bluesier songs. And I think that if I'm going back to 1988 and teasing my hair to the sky, I'm going down Gypsy Road. I'm guessing that Cinderella's first world tour had them going on all different directions, as most bands are, and that's all Tom Kiefer could write about is coming home and traveling and being on the road and being from one hotel to the other. So here is Gypsy Road by Cinderella. Thanks.
Song in a long time. That's great. Now, you mentioned Bon Jovi earlier. Bon Jovi discovered Cinderella.
How?
I think he just saw them out mm-hmm. in the club
mm-hmm.
and then told his label, you need to sign these guys.
Wow.
And they did.
Did they open for Bon Jovi?
I'm sure they did. Also, as soon as the vocals started, you shook your head like, no. So I'm doxing you right now. You said no. Did the voice get? Did it grow on you?
Oh no.
Should I go on a?
No.
Should I go on a Cinderella kick?
No, please.
What artist are you sick of right now? That I've been playing to death.
Oh my God, you've been playing Bob Seger to death. Which I don't mind Bob Seger. It's just what you do, like playing night and day. That by the end, I'm like, I'll never listen to Bob Seger again. I grew up with Bob Seger. You know.
All right.
Yeah.
And what about kids in high school? Would they go see Bob Seger if he would come and perform?
Yes, honey. They'd see Seger at the Garden. Oh, Pat likes when I say that.
I do.
I hey, do. Let's go see Seger at the Garden.
You should do that voice more often. You know what I'm saying?
Really? You want me to do my trashy yep. Boston voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Made me think here's a little Bob Seger.
No. No. No.
It's about traveling.
Is it?
Yeah. Move it up to the vocals.
There's a highway. Oh, there's a highway. Okay. All right.
Wait. It runs between us and takes me far away. He's traveling. He's on the road.
Far away. Out in the distance. Always within reach. There's a crossroad where all the victims meet. Fade out, Pat. Fade out.
I'm not going to lie. I bet I've listened to that song in the past 6 weeks. I bet I've listened to it over 200 times.
I'm not going to lie. I believe you.
And what's wrong with that? Ask every wife everywhere
what's wrong with that, and they'll tell you. They're shouting out right now.
You use the same lipstick every day. I don't tell you not to use it.
Is that the same thing on you?
You do use it on me.
Ooh.
Hello.
Right.
This might be a better Bob Seger song.
No, Pat, you have all these songs. This is why your stuff goes like 3 hours. Oh my God, Pat, please. Come on.
Leaving my home. He's leaving.
Leaving my friend. What about your listeners? Running when
things this really get fits. Crazy. This song's called Traveling Man.
Yeah.
Out to the road. Out neath the stars, feeling the breeze, passing the cars.
Sounds a little like a Sesame Street song. Women have come. Do you like his voice?
Pat,
I'm asking you questions.
Can't we move on?
We will. I also have songs picked.
Yes, I like his voice. Some were so
sweet. I just want to hear him say Traveling Man.
Okay. Others, they only
enraged me. Oh, I get it.
Sometimes in traces. Don't do that. Are you going to play the whole song and just skip over
No, I just want him to hear Traveling Man.
Oh, my God, Pat. Make me a
wealthy soul. Okay,
I'm
here you can say it.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Those are the memories. He's going to say it. Make me a wealthy soul. I didn't realize it's so long into the song before he says Traveling Man. Traveling Man,
love when I can. Turn loose my hand. Oh, that was so worth it.
It was. People come here for the nonsense. I'm sorry that you're not willing to play tonight.
Mission accomplished.
You're doxing everybody.
You're using that incorrectly.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Dox you. Here's my friend Travis Kennedy.
Hi, Travis.
Greetings and salutations, pod people. Travis Kennedy here, or T-Ken, or Plain Travis, or whatever you want to call me, weighing in on the Travel Tunes topic. Among my buddies and myself, there is a very spoken rule on road trips, and that is if the driver can't sleep, no one can. And it's with that sentiment in mind that I've picked this song featuring a guest guitar solo from Slayer's Kerry King, and it's also a hell of a song to listen to while fighting a hallway full of the High Evolutionary's goons. Without further gilding the lily and no more ado, here's the Beastie Boys' No Sleep Till Brooklyn. Thank you as always, Pat. No sleep till!
And he was referring to Guardians of the Galaxy 3 when that scene where they're fighting in the hallway. Brooklyn! I'm tapping my foot. Look under the table.
I can feel it. Foot on a pattern of Air Force metal. If you're running hotter than a boiling
It's a really good scene in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. High Evolutionary, that's the villain.
Yes.
Yeah. Go see that movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I cried twice. I did.
I know.
It's a tough one. A lot of pets in that movie.
Yes.
I always like to add, in case people never heard me say this before, I saw the Beastie Boys before they were big, before License to Ill came out. They were the opening act on Madonna's Like a Virgin tour. And everyone in the place was like, what is this? You know, you had a bunch of teenage girls there to see Madonna at the height of Madonna with Like a Virgin. And then these three guys come out. No one was paying attention. Literally, we were like, what is this? Yeah. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Who are these guys? And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned one of the Beastie Boys went to college with me senior year. He was a senior and I was a
which one?
A freshman. Adam, the one who passed away.
Oh, really?
There are two Adams. Adam Horowitz and then
but the Adam who passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did I ever tell you, like, this is a very sideways story.
It's about traveling?
Okay, never mind.
No, go ahead.
Okay. It's one of those psychic stories about Rita.
Okay.
So, all right. So you know how Rita, when she was little, would have these little psychic hits and mm-hmm. do these very weird things?
Right.
We could have a whole show about it. Okay, but in this case, I was pumping gas. And you know how sometimes they'll show you...
Wait a minute.
What?
Pumping gas in a car that you travel in.
Yeah, so I guess it's...
It works.
It's sort of.
I don't have to edit it now.
So, yeah. So I'm pumping gas. And you know how they'll show like news clips as you're watching?
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm watching, I find out about his passing.
Okay.
And Rita's little, tiny, like in I don't know, like... I can't remember what year it was.
Four.
I don't remember what year it was. Okay. But anyway, small enough. She's in the back seat. I'm watching this. I'm kind of feeling sad. I didn't really know him very well. It was a very small college, though. Very small. When I went, there were only 800 people in the whole college. So I was just thinking, it got me thinking about college. It got me thinking about mortality. It got me thinking about my friends and all this stuff. And I finished pumping the gas, and I get in the car, and Rita goes, "Where do you think I'll go to college?"
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
she
crazy.
She literally said that.
But she was, that was in 2012, so she was 8.
Yeah.
So still young.
Yep.
And speaking of young, that he was 47 when he passed. He was born in 64, same. He would have been the same age I am right now.
Yeah.
1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Adam, I don't know how to say his last name. Adam Yauch?
I don't know.
Y-A-U-C-H?
I don't know.
You want to try?
No.
All right.
So that's my weird story.
Yeah, she would always do stuff.
She would always...
How come she never has the lottery numbers?
Though? Well, now, like, she doesn't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. But there was the, you know, when we moved in, there were so many stories I can't even go into, but they were very creepy.
It's like one of those Conjuring or Insidious movies with her.
Yeah, yeah, it was very like that.
The boy. What about the boy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, now you've told the punchline of... It was when we first moved in. Okay. Should I not?
No. Yeah, tell it.
Okay. Well, so we first moved into our new house. She's there in what will be her bedroom. She's bawling. Like when a kid bawls, there's like when they cry, when they're hungry or tired or whatever. And she was 4 years old and she was losing her mind in this really sad way, you know? And I was like, honey, what is it? Are you sad because... We moved and she said, "No, I'm sad about the boy." And she points to the closet.
Points to the closet.
And, yeah. And I was like, oh, God. And I just like took her out of there. You know, it was so freaking creepy.
And now we deal with the boy. You know, we've been dealing with
it. A couple of days later, which she seemed to be fine and everything, I said, "Are you?" She said, "Oh, I like the house." And I said, "Well, is everything okay with the boy?" She said, "Oh, yeah, he left." So I was like, wow. I guess he decided to leave when we moved in.
He couldn't put up with our bullshit.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, here we go. Next one. Next listener intro and song.
Okay.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. The song I picked for the Traveling Tunes Patreon episode is Southern Cross by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the only Stills and Nash sang on the recording. The song, released in 1982, was the last top 40 hit for the group, and Stills said it was about a long sailing trip he took after his divorce. The opening line, Got Out of Town on a Boat Going to Southern Islands really sets the stage for how it feels to at least temporarily leave everything behind, head out on your own, and try to put it all in perspective. Something I think we can all relate to, even if we don't own a large sailboat. Pat, please play Southern Cross, and thanks for letting us contribute to these episodes.
Got out of town on a boat going to Southern Islands, sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside and the downhill run to Papeete. Off the wind on this heading line, the Marquesas. You got 80 feet of a waterline. Nicely making way in a noisy bar in Avalon.
Do you know this song?
Yeah.
The chorus is amazing.
I realized why twice you ran away. Think about
how many times I had fallen. Spirits are using me, larger voices call.
It's like the harmonies.
Great harmony is everything, and I'm always so in awe of bands that just immediately hear it. They hear all those different levels and they pick one and nail it. You know, it's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is about, you know, singers, but when people can really sing, it's amazing.
Yeah. No. Nope.
Why are you doxing Tom Kiefer from Cinderella?
Oh my God, Pat.
Why would you do that?
Keep going. Ugh. Good Lord.
So sometimes you would travel and you would be by yourself.
Often. Always. That's why I'm like, you didn't go to London 9 times.
I did. Absolutely did.
No.
I absolutely did.
No.
I'm 100%.
Oh my God.
I'm not even joking with
all
you.
All right. Okay.
Not even joking. That's okay. The number when people say, how many times, I go, this is like my 9th time.
No, you say like my 9th because that's like, what it feels
like. Because
it's like
8th or 9th.
But it's like your 4th or your 5th.
No. Yes. No way at all.
Pat,
no way at all.
I can.
Absolutely not.
I'm the one who keeps all the records.
No,
I know.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
You keeping receipts? That's what the kids say, right?
I'm keeping receipts.
You were, I hope you say what I think you're going to say. What's the craziest place in another country that you've ever been by yourself?
I've had so many crazy experiences. Are you thinking Beijing?
No. I'm thinking a crazy place. It doesn't mean it's crazy. I'm just like a place with that you were by yourself.
I was by myself in Beijing. What are you thinking?
China?
Beijing is in China.
Right.
You yes, dumbass.
But the great... But where are you?
You're going to want to edit that.
No.
Yeah, no. Are you sure?
I don't know where everything is. But but I'm talking about.
So in Beijing, I was pretty much locked at a hotel for a couple
days. I just want people to know that's in China.
Yes.
Okay.
And I wanted to see Beijing, but I was on a very tight schedule mm-hmm. and they were on a budget and they were very clear about, no, you will be here only this amount of time and you will teach all day, every day mm-hmm. for 3 days. And then I was like, could you give me 1 day?
Just it's a dictatorship.
One day. Stop it.
Sounds like it.
So I had 1 day to see Beijing. So I had a driver who knew no English, and that's okay. I pointed to places and he picked me up at 8 a.m. and I went to the Great Wall. And I went
the Great Wall of what?
China.
Yeah, not the Great Wall of Beijing.
So I went to the Great Wall of China.
And you're on the Great Wall by yourself.
Yep. And you know I have an altitude.
But see, this is one of those things like you are the only, you don't have anyone to share that experience with.
Yeah, and you know too, it wasn't
like... No friends were there, family was there.
Yeah, and it wasn't like you would live stream anything. It was sort of before everybody was doing that
right.
and all that.
You took pictures though.
I did take pictures. Yeah. And here's the thing, what's great about traveling it by yourself sometimes is that you do end up making friends. Mm-hmm. So,
hey, wait. Okay, keep going.
Well, first I had sort of a weird experience because I have altitude sickness, and it was kind of high up, and I was just trying to make my way to where the trams are.
Yeah.
That sort of, are they trams? Like those things that would like take you like in a ski lift. What would you call that?
A gondola.
Yeah, like a thing like that, that would take me
That's
to,
what it was?
That kind of thing, right? Okay. So I'm just making my way up and I got dizzy, you know me, right? So I got faint. And so I almost passed out. So I end up like huddling in a corner outside where there's lines of people waiting to get onto these things, and they step over me one after another.
Very helpful.
Yeah, exactly. So I finally, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to completely black out. I like get it together. And then I get on one of these things that's taking me to
the top of something.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm there between two United Airlines pilots, a pilot and a co-pilot.
Wow.
From the United States. And
so,
I know that
sounds
weird.
Two men. Because they're pilots.
But the thing is, that you'd think that there'd be a lot of American... Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not funny. You'd think there'd be a lot of American tourists.
Yeah.
But there weren't, as far as I could see.
Yeah.
You know? So we were all happy, like, oh, yeah, those Americans, you know? But also, I made friends with them, and then I was walking with them. And, you know...
Right.
And so that way, we could take each other's pictures, because, again, selfies weren't quite the thing yet, either.
Yeah.
And it was nice. But
and
then,
they had never been there, either?
They'd never been there, either. But then I left them, because I didn't actually... I wanted to be alone.
Yeah.
I wanted to just experience it
by myself.
I wanted
to faint.
And, but then, like it or not, you end up in people's like group shots, you end up taking pictures, and then like it becomes, it's community. So I did that. And in the same day, I went to the Forbidden City, mm-hmm. which is, you just have to look it up on Google. It's just indescribable. And I went there. And then I went to the Silk Market, and I got home at like 10 p.m., something like that, 11. But I did these three big things in one day.
It sounds like you didn't eat or drink that whole day. That's why you passed out.
No, but you know, when you're by yourself again, you know, you're just grabbing something here and there. And
yeah, like an egg roll. Right?
Yeah, like an egg roll.
At the market?
Yeah.
The outdoor market? All right. You ready?
I feel like all my stories are so long. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say, oh, the Great Wall of China. That's all I wanted to say. But you added color to it. Your story wasn't that long. It was good.
It's bringing back memories.
It was good. Please don't dox my wife. God. All right. So this guy, he's an American hero because he's a retired fireman.
Okay.
And he's spent the night here at the house before. And he's my San Francisco bestie. This is Tom Neuerberg.
Tom!
Here we go.
Hey, folks. Tom Neuerberg here out in California. One of my favorite places to travel to is the Big Apple, New York City. Love going there. I've actually been there twice in like the last 3 months. Love Central Park. Love Broadway shows. Love hitting ball games there. I was fortunate enough to be in New York the night Steph Curry broke the three-point record against the New York Knicks.
Ah, fucking Curry.
So, yeah, and what song signifies New York City more than New York, New York? By Frank Sinatra. If you start the song at the 2:22 mark, you should be able to get the whole big finish. Thanks.
These little town blues. It's up to you, New York, New York.
Does Tom know that you don't like Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, he might be doxing me.
You have to stop.
What?
Because I don't want anybody to like dox you for kicks, because doxing is really a terrible thing. It's like an awful thing. It's awful what happens to people.
So people who are fans of the show are going to do that to me. By the way, I want to say this. A lot people do call this song New York, New York, but the actual title of this song is Theme from New York, New York.
So wait a minute. So New York, New York was... Now I may be getting stuff wrong. There was a movie called New York, New York. Liza Minnelli sang New York, New York in it. So are they saying that Frank Sinatra covered that? I thought that it was a song he made famous, then it ended up in the movie New York, New York, and then she sang it, but I guess it was the opposite way. I don't know. Everywhere that I see it listed anywhere,
it's called Theme from New York, New York.
Hmm. Did you ever see the movie New York, New York with Liza singing it?
What do you think?
She sings it great. I do prefer her rendition. I'm not a big Liza fan in general.
You are a big Liza fan.
Pat always makes fun because
you love it.
He thinks I am because I used to be a musical theater kind of person, but yeah, no, I'm
because
not
of Liza
fan.
Minnelli.
No.
Lorna
no,
Luft?
No.
Are you a Lorna Luft fan?
I'm a huge Judy Garland fan. But not
that's because you
like Minnelli.
Booze.
But she does sing it better than Frank Sinatra, in my opinion. Tom, I'm sorry, but in my opinion,
is a good singer. Does she do a little growl in there?
Yeah, of course.
Can you imitate it?
No. Mm-mm.
Come on.
No. Nope. Nope.
All right. This guy picked a song I love.
Okay.
I just love this song.
All right.
It's not a new song.
Okay. What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. He has to tell you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my selection for the Patreon-curated episode, Travelling Tunes. My selection is Steve Miller with the song Jet Airliner. I used to travel quite a lot for work, probably 30, 40 times a year, from Edinburgh to London, Paris, Amsterdam, Hamburg, Madrid, various other places.
Beijing.
So it's... a song about traveling in general, not necessarily just traveling for holidays, but I always used to think of it when I was heading up and down to the airport. I think it's a really great song. I hope everybody enjoys it. I hope everyone's well. Thanks again, Pat, for all the great content you do. Speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
Do you like that song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
You got a smile on your face when it played.
I got a smile just looking at you, honey.
No, that's bullshit. We should play some of your song that you wrote for me for...
Oh, you promised you wouldn't bring that up.
Did I?
Pat! No, and you're not playing it. Do not play it. Or I'll get mad. Don't.
I'll play it on another episode when you don't know.
No.
Can I say head over to my personal Facebook page? That's all.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
Because it was more about because I did a video of it, so you can
for
see
Father's
when
Day.
When it screws up, you can see that I know it's screwing up, so you don't think that like I think it's good, but
it is good.
I did a. So I write songs for my family members
and friends
on their birthday and special occasions because I'm a huge dork and sometimes it's just fun to do. So I did one for Pat on Father's Day about Trader Joe's.
Yeah, you did.
So it's called Trader Joe's Guy and it's on his personal Facebook page.
Yeah, so go check it out.
Oh no.
Well, it's you put it out there for everyone to see.
I did, but you can't put it on the podcast because it's just going to sound like a middle-aged woman who's off key. So oh, calm don't down. Do it.
Liza Minnelli is a middle-aged woman, and she sounds fantastic. All right. Next intro and song.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Liz from Oakland, California. Thinking about the theme of travel, particularly as I haven't made any non-driving trips since 2019, more often than not leads me to contemplate our descent as a society into a destruction of our own making, destroying animals' habitats and making the building blocks of livelihood unavailable on an increasingly hostile landscape. Does that sound goth enough to you yet?
Wow.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Mr. Andrew Eldritch specifically stated that his work with the Sisters of Mercy is not to be referred to as goth, despite breaking pretty essential ground in the genre. Anyway, enjoy the bleak rock classic Black Planet by Sisters of Mercy. Pat, thanks as always for letting us participate in these episodes, and if you could start it at about 15 seconds in, we'll get maximum spooky, but definitely not goth, vocal effects.
I knew you would laugh at her intro. It's funny. It's our highway, the 101.
Yes.
By the side of the ocean, headed for sunset. For the kingdom come.
He might not have a Thomas guy.
Yeah. There's no sunset exit. That's the 405.
But I think if you go far enough on the 101, you might hit a sunset exit.
We're ruining her song.
We're not.
We are.
Totally. Liz didn't say her last name, but I'll say it. Liz Powers.
So what year did that come out?
1985.
Oh, I can't believe I don't know that song because I think in 1985 I would have thought that was very big.
Yeah, Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, I was in college. That's why. Wait, was I? No.
1985? Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You graduated in 83 or 84?
84.
Yeah, you were in college.
So if I like, but if I heard it in high school, mm-hmm. I would have been like, oh my God, that's so cool. That's so cool.
Is that how you talked in high school?
I'm gonna wear my black t-shirt and my really, really black eyeliner.
That's what you wear now. You wear the same thing now. Black and black.
But then I did, now I do it because it makes me thin. But back then I did it because I thought it made me cool.
It doesn't make anyone thin. If it made you thin,
I heard black makes you look thin, and so I have like a hugely black wardrobe. It's really stupid.
Let's jump in with this guy because his intro and song are together, so I don't even remember what his song is.
Okay.
And therefore, it's exciting. Here we go.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Alex Peake, and the song I'm bringing to the Travelin' Tunes episode is From a Window Seat by the band Dawes. If you dig the Jackson Browne, Laurel Canyon sound, Dawes is a modern take on that sound. This song reflects how the mind wanders while getting ready for a flight to take off. As someone who travels for their job, this song does a really good job of tapping into those feelings and thoughts of getting ready to leave on a jet plane to wherever it is taking me. I love the main guitar riff of the song, and the guitar solo is fantastic in its simplicity. Thanks again, Pat, for the episode, and here is From a Window Seat.
I buckle in my seatbelt and plug my headset in a chair, and to the music I watch flight attendants move. They are pointing at the exit, but it looks more like a prayer.
And then he jumps into the guitar solo that he talked about.
Wow.
Oh.
good song.
I love how your listeners are so clear in what they like, why they like it. You know, their intros are great.
And Alex, your audio was perfection. That sounded great. You know, as opposed to the guy who was under his desk at work. Now, some people nail it. I don't know if they have microphones. I don't know if they rent out sound studios to do these intros or
yes,
what they do.
They but do.
I think that's what they do. That's what I like to think they do. This is a song Pilar won't like, but I love this song too. And
don't judge me.
You don't know me. All right.
After 25 years of marriage.
All
right. Okay. Wait. You got to give the intro.
I am. I'm going to do the intro right now. It's not a song from me.
Uh-huh.
It's a song from one of the listeners.
Okay.
I just don't think you're going to like it, but tell me.
Okay.
Hello, Pat, and to all the rock solid listeners tuning in around the world. This is Steve Perry from over in Sydney, Australia. And I have chosen a track for this month's show by The Angels. Rock in peace, Doc Neeson and Chris Bailey. And since we are heading into winter over this side of the world, I thought I'd let the Angels take me on a trip to the south of France, where it's going to be sunny, warm, lots of wine, cheese, and those long breadsticks that you see sticking out of people's bicycle baskets on the TV shows. The song is Marseille. We're going down to the south of France. So sit back, relax, and join me as the Angels take us to Marseille.
In the U.S., the Angels were known as Angel City because there was already a band called the Angels.
Ah.
So, sadly, that Australian band had to go by Angel City.
Now, Australia is a place I would like to go back to. I booked two classes, one in Sydney and one in Melbourne. I said yes to a writing organization that wanted to bring me in. And the only reason I said it was because Pat had always wanted to go
yes.
to Australia.
Yeah.
So I, you know, we arranged it around his birthday and the organization of it was not that good and they didn't get, everything was all screwed up.
Yeah.
And like they couldn't, it became not profitable. Like they couldn't, we would have been out of so
yeah.
much money
and it wasn't
if
worth
you
it.
Showed up.
And it wasn't worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it would have been like, happy debt for your birthday. So so I had to go by myself. And it was one of those places that I was like lonely in a beautiful place because
yeah.
I only had wanted to go there to take you and then I couldn't take you.
And then your flight wasn't very well.
Oh, but that was the first flight that I completely passed out on. And I mean like woke up in the aisle.
She woke up in the aisle.
Yeah.
Back on the in the aisle.
Yeah.
With oxygen on, right?
With oxygen on me. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
Did you think you were in heaven?
Only with the accent, you know, with some, you know, the accent of the flight attendant. But other than that, it was, it was really weird. It was very weird. And I was so embarrassed, you know, to be that person on the plane.
Well, you get embarrassed easily.
I am.
And I don't get it. I equal it out because
do.
I don't get embarrassed at all.
Which is one of the reasons I think,
really
like,
don't.
It's. You know, something I really admire about you is that you never embarrassed.
And I walk around like an idiot.
But it's brave. It's cool. It's courageous, you know? So we have to go back together. Because Sydney, what I did mm-hmm. see of my big day in Sydney
yeah.
was it is a beautiful mm-hmm. place. And you're literally like on a boat getting from place to place because it's like a city that... It's like, imagine a donut is the city.
Okay.
And then there's water in between. So if you want to go from here to there, the easiest thing to do is you just take the boat across.
Right.
So it's so cool. So
All right.
I'm sure Sydney really appreciates me describing it like a donut, but that's all I can do. So you have to come back with me.
That's all. That's just a tease. That's all I'm going to give them.
Keep going.
What?
Keep going.
No.
But no, with the next person.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, yeah. Keep going.
This next guy, you are really giving me a look.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a real look.
That's a real look.
Oh,
keep
no.
going.
This guy wins the award for shortest intro this time. 15 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes people just do it really quickly.
Okay.
15 seconds.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Rob McKinnon in Ontario, Canada. My selection this week is a song about traveling through life. The artist is Sam Roberts from Montreal. The song is Hard Road. Pat, please start it at 103 and enjoy. Thanks.
Got lots of ways, but you found the road again. Stay true to your friends, cause they'll save.
Traveling through life.
I like it.
I like it too. Good job, Rob McKinnon.
Yeah. Right. Do you get the same people every time that contribute to these episodes?
There's a handful of people that always do it, and that's good. I like that they always do it. And then, you know, from time to time, different people pop in there.
That's cool.
So that's good too.
Yeah.
We have a song from me, and this is by Ray Davies.
Okay.
And Chrissy Hynde.
Okay.
And it's called Postcard from London.
All right.
Here we go.
I found a postcard the other day. A faded photograph taken of a cold winter's day. All the children that gathered round asked what the place was on the faded card that I had found.
Across the oceans, far south we came and left the country that somehow we knew we'd never see again. And read the message that you wrote on the reverse of that same postcard, always seemed to give me hope. Though time will pass us,
that's great.
That was recorded in 2010, well after Chrissy and Ray were in a relationship and had a baby together. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Ray Davies of the Kinks, right?
Ray Davies of the Kinks.
So, do people know about our trip to London? That was the Kinks tour of London?
This is a jumping off point for story hour.
So I don't know if I'll tell this well, so I'll have Pat tell it. When one of those trips to London that
yeah,
we took.
I wanted to see, like, you know, everyone who goes to London, they want to cross the street by Abbey Road Studio, and they want to see Abbey Road Studios, and they want to see Beatles stuff, but I wanted to see Kinks stuff. So we had all the locations, and it wasn't going to be easy to navigate those locations through the tube or whatever. So we just got a cab driver and we said, look, we want to go to all these places and you just wait for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was funny because he didn't really seem to know.
Yeah. Well, these places weren't, I mean, found like his house that he grew up in.
Yeah, we found I knew the house where they grew up in, where they wrote, You Really Got Me. You can it's like right in that's the living room, right through that window is the living room where they wrote, You Really Got Me. And then literally down the street is, I think it's called the Keswick Arms, is where the Kinks first played. And then we went to Conk Studios, where they recorded, you know, tons of their later, you know, day albums in the 80s, late 70s and 80s. And, you know, there's a neon light right in front that says Conk. on it. And I got my pictures in front of that. I should have knocked on the door. Who knows who would have opened that door? I don't know. But yeah, so we did King and we went to Waterloo.
Yeah.
You know, Waterloo Station. So we could see, I think we were a little bit too late to see the sunset. But yeah, I wanted to see all that stuff.
I didn't know what to expect. And I was like, oh, you want a Pat thing. And I ended up loving it because it was so cool to see London in a completely different way. And after a while, because it wasn't a cab driver, it was like a driving service.
Okay.
And after a while, that thing would have cost us so much money. He stopped charging us because he was having a really good time.
Yeah.
That driver, he was like, oh, really? That's, you were educating him. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Because it's not like they're just kind of in these out of the way places.
Yeah.
And the Keswick Arms is filled, and I hope I'm saying that right. Oh, well, if I'm not, look it up. It's filled with Kinks memorabilia now,
mm-hmm.
just all over the place.
Yeah, we walked in and it was like Kinks Central. Yeah, I was just like, my gosh.
Kinks Museum.
Yes.
Yeah, so pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right. This guy has a song by this band called The Gods, G-O-D-Z. And I remember seeing this album cover, and I remember, as we talked about a few weeks ago on the show, the all-night animal Steve Kelsey would play music from The Gods. So let's hear what Jerry Riggs is going to play for us. All right, take it away, Jerry.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you again from Columbus, Ohio. For this bonus episode, Traveling Tunes, I chose a song from a band from my hometown. The band is The Gods, and the song is called Cross Country. The song is about a guy hitting the road on his motorcycle and leaving his problems behind and going wherever the road takes him. The song appears on their self-titled debut album from 1978. This album contained a minor radio hit for the band with a song called Gotta Keep Her Running. The album was produced by Don Brewer, who's best known for being the drummer of the band Grand Funk Railroad. Thanks, Pat. You and your listeners take care and keep rocking.
All right, Jerry Riggs, that guy always brings the rock. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jer. No one calls him Jer. If they do, punch him right in the face if they call you that. Let's do another one. This is a short intro, too, 33 seconds.
Okay.
The song he's going to play, the version I know best is by the Ramones, but this version was really good, too. Here we go.
Hey, Pat and all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Markle from Philadelphia. My traveling song is California Sun. There are a lot of cover versions of this song, but my very favorite one is by a New York punk band called The Dictators. Their version is just a pure rock and roll joyous celebration. This song is taken from their 1975 debut album, The Dictators Go Girl Crazy. This album is a Tate out of Tate, and I encourage all the listeners to seek it out. Pat, please start it around the 15-second mark.
Oh, well, I'm going out west where I belong. Oh, where the days are short and the nights are long. Oh, whoa, 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 well, I walk.
And I walk.
And I run.
And I run.
And I fly.
And I fly.
And I
boogaloo. And I
boogaloo. Well, I'm out there having fun in the warm California sun. Well, I'm going out west down on the...
Cool. How do people play drums like that so quick?
I don't know. I don't know. I like it, though.
Yeah.
I like some fast drumming.
Yes. What's a Tate out of Tate?
I'll tell you. I was going to say that. When Jeff Tate is on the show,
we
did a Tom Petty episode, and we went album by album, and every time I would say 1 to 10... what do you give that album? And he would say 10 every time. So we were saying it's 10 out of 10. And then we're like, you know what? It's Tate out of Tate. So people still use that from time to time. They say it's a Tate out of Tate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jeff Tate is forever famous on this show.
Yeah, things happen like that on the show. All right, I'm going to play an old-timey song from 1961 by Little Ricky Nelson.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Forgot the lyrics.
All over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town.
Sounds like he's got a lady in every port. He must have been pretty good looking.
Just the Mike Siegel of his day.
Eight.
What?
Easy. Mike Sieg was an 8 out of Tate.
I think I... he's an 8 out of Tate. We strongly suspect that Mike Siegel had a girl in every port because he used to travel all the time. That's all that he did.
Yeah.
He's known for it. He's got a travel podcast and stuff like that. And I was just like positive that there had to just be like a lady in every city.
I don't think he did. I think he had a lot of ladies that were friends. Now he's only got one lady.
I know, which is cool.
Yeah, it is.
Who'd have thunk it? That's awesome.
It's about time, right?
Yep.
That guy probably had to be thinking, I must be ugly. I can't get a lady. What's wrong with me? Must have been eating him up all this time. I actually had a Tom Petty song on here, and that would have been the perfect spot to jump off after telling that Jeff Tate story. I could have went right into the song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It
would have
made it look like I was... No, I messed it up. I went with Little Ricky Nelson.
I like the Ricky Nelson one.
I do too, but I would have...
things up a little bit.
But I would have played it, but I could have played this. I should have played this one next, so I'm going to play it now. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Traveling.
Well, I'm traveling, baby, traveling on. Well, it's good to see you, but I can't stay long. Wait for me down the road. Keep one eye open for my letter.
That's cool. That's got a really 50s feel, too.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Now, if you're saying to yourself right now, I've never heard that Tom Petty song before. I don't remember that song being on a Tom Petty album. That is from the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers box set called Playback. And the disc is called Nobody's Children. So there's like your rarities and your B-sides and your stuff like that.
Oh, that's so why you like the box sets. Because they have like those little treasures in them.
Yeah, and because I need to have more junk in one room. Just, hey, let's get more junk in here. We'll arrange it so it doesn't look junky, but it's a lot of junk in here.
Oh.
All right, 36-second intro coming up.
Okay.
From, do I have his song now? Oh, where's his song? Oh, it's here. Okay, calm down. This is the third Pat on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Pat Francis, Pat Hafferty, and then this guy, Patrick Breen.
Hello.
Hey, Pat and fellow Rock Solid listeners. This is Patrick Breen from Stony Heights, Michigan. My pick for the Traveling Tunes episode is Shark Island's Paris Calling from their 1989 album Law of the Order. Shark Island is still active today and is fronted by Richard Black, who is also in the short-lived supergroup Contraband, along with Tracy Guns from LA Guns, Cher Peterson from Vixen, Bobby Blotzer from Rat, and everybody's favorite, Michael Schenker. Anyway, as always, thanks for the podcast.
I called you up just to hear your breath on the phone. I lie in bed and I shake for you all alone. Far away in a foreign land, a memory takes its stand. Hard to take for a man like me, hard for you to see.
have never heard this band before. I like that song, though. I did like that song. Pilar, you did not like it.
You have never heard that. That seems like a band you would have invented.
I know. I know.
Wow.
Now, the reason that he said a person that we all know, Michael Schenker, is because of some audio drops that we would often play. So let me see if I can. I think he wants me to play these, right? Because he, you know, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Hold on. That's not one, but here it comes.
Keep on rocking. Hi, this is Michael. I hope you're all doing great. I'm also glad that the recording has been successfully completed. Hi, this is Michael. I hope you're all doing great. Hi, this is Michael. Hi, this is Michael. I hope you're all doing great.
All of the audio drops at one time.
Successfully completed.
I guess it's
I'm
Michael.
I'm very happy with the result. Keep on rocking. Hi, this is Michael.
Why are you playing all of them?
I don't know. They're just all in order.
Of what? He's saying the same thing every time.
I don't know if he is.
Hi, this is Michael.
Yes, he is.
I hope you're all doing great.
Pat.
Okay, here's one that's really long. Listen to this one. This is longer, but you were talking. You were talking through it. He's talking about the recording of the album. Do me a favor.
What?
I want you to say, Michael, is the album finished yet?
Michael, is the album finished yet?
Hi, this is Michael. I hope you're all doing great. I'm also glad that the recording has been successfully completed. I'm very happy with the result. Keep on rocking.
All right, see? What?
What happens in your mind? What happens in your mind?
This is the mind I had when we met. This is the mind we had, or I had, when I said, will you marry me? And you said, yes.
Wow.
So you knew this.
Okay, let's keep going.
Hello, this is Pat.
Yep.
I have successfully completed the recording with Pilar.
Yes, and
she didn't have any fun.
I am having a ton of fun. I like doing this.
She hated being here.
No.
And was my fifth choice to sit in.
I probably was your fifth choice.
No, you're my second. My first choice was Siegel.
Which you've got to do, right?
And because it's traveling.
He's the traveling dude.
But then I knew you did a lot of traveling, so you were.
I was number two, really?
You were number one in my heart, number two for this show.
Okay, all right. I believe you.
Let me tell you this also. And then literally the same day I asked Mike to do it and we locked it in, a record date, He called me up and said, I just got booked to do two boats. So traveling.
He had to travel.
He had to travel. All right. Here's a guy who stayed at our house before.
Okay.
And one night he needed some spices and he went down in the kitchen and got some spices.
Well, you know, you say make yourself at home.
Here we go.
Is it Steve-O?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Rock Solid Gang. Steve-O Duckerson here. I'm about to get on the road myself. I'm driving from St. Pete, Florida to Atlanta, Georgia, stay the night there, then go up to Detroit, see my sister, her kids, and then over to Oswego, New York, and I'll be there for the next few months. And it's hard to go away for work and being so far away from my wife and the cats, but that's the life of a traveling performer, you know? This is one of the first songs I ever learned how to play on guitar, and it's by one of my favorite bands off of one of my top five albums. 10 out of 10, not a skippable track on it, The Breeders' Last Splash. This song is Driving on 9. I love you all. Safe travels.
Driving on 9.
Highway 9 is.
I don't know.
Driving
but
on 9.
I love that song. That's fun. That like really captures what it feels like when you're just driving on a highway and just kind of like taking your time. And that was great. What year did that come out?
Let me check it out. Let me see. What year is it?
So again, it's got like that sort of indie feel that like Ezra and Rita like so much.
I'm looking up the info. See, because what I do, I delete them from the playlist after I play them.
That's okay. We'll find out later.
Since 2013.
Yep.
2013 yep. is when it came out.
See, their taste have kind of influenced my taste over the years, like because like Ezra would make me a playlist mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, with Ezra, when Ezra makes a playlist, it's like, it's a little bit like homework, you know, like you must listen to
you
it.
You have to listen to all this. You have to give me a critique of every single song. There's
right,
25
exactly.
songs on this list.
There
like,
will
please.
Be a test afterwards, you know.
What did you think of the lyric, this blah, 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 in track five?
You know, but it was good. Like there's a certain kind of indie sound that came out,
yeah.
you know, around their teenage years that, you know, it's great. And
true.
And Rita has similar tastes. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is. I agree. So here's what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a song, then we have only one more listener song.
Okay.
Then we're going to wrap it up, and we'll do your playout song.
Okay, it's not that great of a way. But
don't do that. Don't dox your own song. Why are you doing that? Don't do that. When you pick a song, it's the best song.
Okay.
Did you hear one intro tonight that said, like,
well,
this song's not that great, but here it is.
You made such a big deal of it because I have one song.
No, I
yes.
didn't make a big deal of it. I just said you have the playout song.
Okay.
By the way, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. $2 a month, you can win prizes. I'm looking over at the prize table right now. I got Steve Lukather CDs. I'm going to have Adrian Vandenberg CDs. I've got Geezer Butler books. I've got Black Star Riders CDs that I'm going to try to get signed by Robbie Crane. He said he will sign them. He lives minutes from the house, so I'll just head over there. And I'm hoping to have some copies of Marshall Crenshaw's newly remastered Field Day CD, and maybe a vinyl too. So look, get on it. $2 a month, 50 cents an episode. Come on, deadbeats, we're worth it.
I'm always amazed at the stuff that just comes into the house that you're giving away yeah. all the time. It's pretty cool.
I still love giving the stuff away. I do. I love giving the stuff away. Because, you know, if they send me 5 books, I keep a book, but I give 4 away. So I'm getting something too, but I love that you can win, you know, something for just $2 a month, $24 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to promote?
Can I promote something?
Yeah. Because yeah. here's how you promote it. You went, can
I promote? I know, but I didn't want to like.
Now this drops on July 2nd, I believe.
Okay.
That's
actually
thing coming
perfect.
Up? Okay. Go
yeah.
ahead.
So for all of you screenwriters out there or TV writers out there, I do teach screenwriting and TV writing,
what?
And I do Zoom classes, so it doesn't really matter where you are. And so I have Rewrite Techniques that is coming up, and it's 4 Saturdays starting July 15th. And for 3 Saturdays, I take you through just, you know, doing a story pass, doing a character pass, doing a dialogue pass, just doing what you need to make your writing better. And then on week 4, a career coach, her name is Lee Jessup, she comes in and talks to you all about the industry and how you can get representation and sell your stuff or get staffed. So I'd love to see you there. And my website is onthepage.tv, like television.
And your book is The Coffee Break Screenwriter.
Book is The Coffee Break Screenwriter. And I'm happy to say that I am starting to travel again for work.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years. First I locked myself down, then we all got locked down.
Mm-hmm.
And now the kids are, you know, over 18. So I'm back on the road, including teaching in different places in the United States. So if you are a screenwriting organization and you would like to bring me in, get in touch.
I can't wait till I go to London for like my 11th time. The next time you teach there.
No.
All right.
No.
Here's a song. This is from me. This is Simon and Garfunkel.
And walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. Took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus.
Do you like that song?
I do.
You were 2 years old when that song came out.
Oh, boy.
I was 24. No, I was four. When I did stand-up comedy, I was in 41 or 42 states doing stand-up, and then I've also been to Hawaii with you. And yeah, so I've been in a lot of the states.
You have, yeah. Yeah,
I've seen Mount Rushmore. I've seen Grand Canyon. I've seen strip clubs.
Yeah, lots of strip clubs.
Some strip clubs.
I envy that. There's so many places in the United States I haven't seen.
Yeah,
and like I've not been to the Grand Canyon.
I know that's still on our list to do.
Yes.
And by the way, this isn't when you could type in Google Maps. We had a big atlas, and I would have to pull it out every night and look to where I was driving. It was not easy.
And it would block our way when we difficult. Were driving. We get in car accidents,
I got to be honest.
No.
I challenge anyone to to get just a map and travel across the country. Someone who's been beholden to their Google Maps.
Google Maps, really?
Whatever.
Okay, old man.
What do you use on your phone? It's Google Maps. What do you use?
Just like a GPS in general, maybe.
Google Maps. I also traveled coast to coast in a Lyft, and we're still working on that. So I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, people. Should I tell everybody? I have really seen the footage. I have seen...
It exists.
The episodes that have been created. It's just...
It's a daunting task.
Complete...
Yeah, we're coming up on 5 years.
Yeah, I think you got to put little clips out there for people.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
All right, here's our last intro, and then...
Oh,
Pilar's song.
Stop!
Now, that time I did build it up, because I haven't built it up the whole time.
I haven't.
D-O-X is what you're doing to me.
No, I'm not.
Here it comes.
Hey, Pat. Hey, everybody. This is Stephen from New Jersey. I'm calling in for the traveling tunes, and the song I'm going to choose is by one of my favorite bands called Thunder, and from their debut album in 1990. They have a song called An Englishman on Holiday, and it's very typical of... The lyrics are very typical of Brits going on vacation in the 90s. You know, going to Europe, Spain, Italy, causing trouble. It's a fun song, actually, and the lyrics all the way through are really good. I know you can only play a portion of it, but if you start it from the beginning, and if you can, I don't know how long you're allowed to play, but if you can do a minute and a half of the song, you'll get a good idea of what the lyrics are about. Great song, great band, and Luke Morley, who you've interviewed before. Great guy. One of my favorite singers of all time is Danny Bowes. And that's it. I hope you guys enjoy this tune, and everybody should listen to more Thunder. Have a great day, guys.
Okay.
That album was produced by Andy Taylor of Duran Duran. I just want to throw that out there and go ahead.
That guy said he was from New Jersey, right?
Yes, but he lives here now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. He lives in New Jersey.
He lives in New Jersey.
Okay.
He's from the UK.
So it's a guy from New Jersey who sounds like he's an Englishman.
Because he is.
Who has a song that is supposed to be about an Englishman, but that Englishman sounds like he's from New Jersey.
Well,
all comes full circle.
It all comes full circle.
Yes.
All right. www.rocksolidpodcast.com. On Twitter, we are at Rock Solid Show. On Instagram, we are at Rock Solid Show. And I am on Instagram at Pat_Francis_comedian. There you have it. That's the show. How long do you think the episode was?
3.5 hours.
Seriously, be real. How long do you think it was?
90 minutes.
Yep. 1 hour and 37 minutes.
Score.
Usually, here's what PLR says. How long was that episode? Are you still recording?
That's my wife voice, yeah.
Are you just done recording now? Or this one, I'll go, Mike Schmidt's coming over to record. She'll be like, see you tomorrow.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Okay.
You're not wrong. By the way, I'm going to tease this out. When that new Dolly Parton Rockstar album comes out, Mike Schmidt's going to come over here, and we are going to do a first listen track by track of that thing, because I can't imagine how many clunkers are going to be on it.
What? With Dolly Parton?
She is remaking a lot of classic songs and singing them as duets with, it's not going to be good.
Because it's one of those duets things always sounds a little weird with any artist, right?
I can't imagine. I believe it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of comedy in the grooves, in the digital grooves.
There's always comedy when Mike Schmidt shows up.
There's always lots of talking. And it's a drinking game when he's here. If he says the F word, take a shot.
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Because you would die.
Yeah, that's
you would die.
That is true.
All right. Tell us your song, honey.
Oh, so this is, it's The Feel of Why You Travel. And this is called, this is Don't Fence Me In, but it's Ella Fitzgerald's cover.
And it's from the album Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Cole Porter Songbook. Thank you for being here, Pilar.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now make my dinner.
I laugh.
Wildcat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when the sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me.
Are you going to talk about your trip to, like, have you told people about your trip?
No, I think they know.
Hello.
All right.